presenting the Mirth Parade. Don Wilson as the drum major.
Well, here we are. Hook and Ladder Company number 97, ready to send your troubles up in smoke, for this performance of the Mirth Parade is dedicated to firemen, those heroic lads in red suspenders.
I'm burning up. Fire, 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 fire. Oh, what a kiss. Oh, joy and bliss.
Singing the bearded lady's song, Fireman Shave My Child. Well, here's Asma, the streak of dart lightning from Alabama. Asma had some unfortunate experiences with fires. When his house burned down, he threw the mirror out of the window and ran downstairs carrying the mattress. Well, Asma, where in the world have you been,
Asma? I'm just coming home from school.
Well, this is a funny time to be getting out of school.
Well, you see, I stopped on the way to see a big fire. You know, it sure is good to see them firemen work. Just as they pulled up, a man jumped out of the 17th-story window, and you should have seen them firemen get over there with that net and catch him.
Oh, they caught him, huh? I'll bet that net felt good to him.
No, sir, I don't believe he felt the net. You see, they caught him on the first bounce.
Well, Asma, were you ever a fireman?
Yes, sir, back in my hometown, but we didn't work as fast as these men do.
Well, tell me, what was the trouble?
Well, we had so much trouble starting the engine that the merchants had to give us 2 hours' notice before they had a fire.
Did you ever get paid for being a fireman, Asma?
Yes, I got $1 for every fire.
Well, that wasn't bad. Why did you quit?
Well, there wasn't much future in it. You know, it was a small town, and I figured if the whole town burned down, I'd only get $8.
Well, Asma, you know, you should get a job with more scope. You have wonderful feet for stomping out forest fires. you know, they say that it was forest fires that killed off all the prehistoric animals. Now, if you'd lived in those days, you might have saved the lives of those animals. Think of that.
Is it too late to save them now?
Oh, yes. I'm speaking of prehistoric animals, such as dinosaurs.
Mister, I wouldn't go down a sewer to save no animal.
No, you don't understand. These mammoth creatures were as big as this building. Why, they've been dead for 5,000 years.
They've been dead 5,000 years?
Oh, yes, they're extinct.
I bet they do.
Well, now that Asma is through turning in false alarms, we'll hear from that little fire siren, Eddie Adams, and when she sings, Burn My Clothes. Not a torch singer, no, Eddie Adams isn't that, but she knows her rolled hose. Go ahead, Eddie.
Sweetheart, together, can face any kind of weather, but you're crying, my dear, and I see a tear. Things are not so sunny, but listen, honey, we'll see it through. With our love, skies above will turn blue. One room or two is a palace, sweetheart, with you. Let come what may, till the gray of today fades away. We'll light the darkest places with our smiling faces. We'll see it through. We'll see it through. With our love, skies above will turn blue. One room or two is a palace, sweetheart, with you. Let come what may, till the gray of today fades away. We'll light the darkest places with our smiling faces. We'll see it through.
And that was Little Eddie Adams, ladies and gentlemen, the girl the firemen all fight to rescue from a burning building. And now we have a gentleman who has set the whole world on fire with his gigantic mental trickery. Yogi Jorgensen, the Swedish Swami, who saw a fireman in a red shirt and thought the poor man was blushing.
Cheerio, ladies and gentlemen. Yogi Jorgensen, the Hindu mystic, greet you. Get your horoscope from the great yogi. Yeah, by American. If long noses run in your family, you was born under the sign of the Big Dripper. You was inclined to be a blowhard. Yeah, you is a viper. Looking into the crystal ball, I see there is going to be a revolution in Brazil. A revolution in Brazil is always bad. Yeah, it's the nuts. Now, I got a letter here from Mrs. Johansson. She say, "Dear Yogi, my uncle Johan is a fireman back in North Dakota. My aunt wrote to me and said that my uncle had sat down on a pair of scissors and they hadn't been able to catch him yet. Will you please look into the crystal ball and tell me how he's getting along?" Mrs. Johansson, I am gazing into the crystal ball. I see that they haven't caught your uncle yet. No, he is still dancing with shears in his thighs. Now, here is a letter from Mr. Gustav Holmquist. He said, "Dear Yogi, last week an undertaker ran over me in one of those big black wagons. I want to sue him for damages. Do you think I could get anything?" Gus, I would advise you not to sue the undertaker for running over you in the big black wagon. You ain't got a chance. That was just a hearse on you. This next letter come from Mrs. Tilly Olson. She say, "I'm coming home from my vacation this week, and I want to know if my husband will be at the train to meet me. He is a fireman, and he is a Norwegian. He is an awful drinker, too." Mrs. Olson, I see in the crystal ball that your husband has been drunk ever since you went on your vacation. You shouldn't expect a Norwegian that drinks to meet you at the train. Remember that Norse is Norse and souse is souse, and never the train shall meet. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Yogi Jorgensen, the great mystic, now conclude with the prayer so famous around Reno, California. Allah, Allah, Alamoni.
You know, the other day a fireman asked Yogi if he knows what is a ladder. And Yogi said, "Yeah, sure, I used mail a ladder to my brother in Minneapolis." Aunt Addie, ladies and gentlemen, the anemic evangelist as I live and breathe. Aunt Addie hopes that the firemen are in a rescuing mood so that she can send in an alarm right quick and get home as fast as possible and set the darn place on fire.
Hello! Can you hear me?
Tell me, Aunt Addie, wasn't one of your husbands a fireman?
What's that, please?
I say, wasn't one of your husbands a fireman?
Oh, yes, that was Chancey. Remember him?
Oh, yes, I remember.
Just one more Chancey. He was my seventh husband removed.
Oh, I'll bet he could tell some swell stories about fires.
Mr. Wilson, when he used to come home at 3 a.m, he could tell some swell stories about anything.
I mean, I'll bet he had a lot of odd experiences at fires.
Oh, I say he did. I should say so. I remember one time he was running out of a burning building and he fell right on his face in a bed of hot coals.
Oh, good heavens, didn't that hurt him?
Not much, but was his face red.
Addie, I want to ask you a rather personal question now.
All right.
Was he a good husband? I mean, was he true to you?
He was about as true as a dollar cornet.
Well, tell me, how did you happen to fall for him?
What was that again?
I say, tell me, how did you happen to fall for it?
Well, one time my house caught on fire, and I sent in an alarm, and they brought the life net, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, being just a weak little woman, I fell for him, but but the snake moved the net.
Uh-oh. He must have been a kind kid.
Yes.
By the way, do you know Aunt Eddie?
Say, do you remember when I was living on the fourth floor of that apartment, and I was raising rabbits up on the roof?
Oh, yes, I remember that. Say, didn't you have a bad fire there, too?
Yes, and there was all them poor little rabbits up there.
Oh, gee, that was too bad. How did you save those rabbits?
Oh, I just threw them down into the net.
Did they use the same net that they caught you in?
Well, no, on account of the rabbits, they had to change the net. It was sort of a hair net. Catchy, catchy.
I catchy, catchy, all right.
You know, Mr. Wilson, I used to have dinner for Chancey just before I'd send him to work driving the fire machine at night. I used to feed him a couple of steaks, mashed potatoes, 5 kinds of vegetables, 3 cups of coffee, 2 kinds of bread, and 4 different kinds of dessert.
What? With all that in him, how could he work on a truck?
Say, don't be talking about my cooking that way.
Say, you've certainly been in a lot of fires.
Yes, and I've been in a lot of fire sales, too.
Oh, you're telling me?
Hold on now. Say, by the way, I've had my share of fires, all right, but I'll never forget the last time Chancey rescued me from a burning building. Was I mad? I was madder than hops. I wouldn't speak to him for weeks.
You wouldn't speak to him for weeks?
No.
Why, that sounds a little silly after risking his life to save you, and then you take that attitude.
Well, I'll just tell you about it. Maybe you'll understand. I mean...
Well, what happened that made you mad at your rescuer?
Well, the fire started at night, and it was pitch black in the house, and Chancey came a-running in, and he grabbed me, and he says, "Never mind, sweetheart, I'll save you. I've loved you since I can remember, and I ain't gonna lose you now, Bessie."
You know, Aunt Addie mistook a fire engine house for a speakeasy the other day because they both have brass rails. She had the engine house raided. But it's time for the brave fire laddies of the Mirth Parade to turn in for this time. So until we hear the next alarm and come running over to your house again, this is Don Wilson saying goodbye. We'll be seeing you.